This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Ah, yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Chances are you see me shooting. It all came from Ammunition Depot. The ammunition part of it, anyway. And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Yeah, I think it's time to go out there and put that little rifle through the ringer to see how far we can take it. Now, JT and I have taken it out, and we have shot it, and it seems to give a fair counting of itself. But like I said, I had a dying battery last time, and I didn't take a spare battery with me last time. So this time, when we go shoot it, I think we're going to take lots of batteries and see how far we can take it. Now then. On the one hand, we now, you know, we live in a world in which they now grow grapes that taste like cotton candy, which, in a word, that's simply amazing. On the other hand, we live in a world of miracle and wonder in which the bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. Now, the radio might be a Bluetooth detonator, or the weapon might be a knife or a pressure cooker, but the principle is the same. Savages are using our technology against us in our own streets. Now, currently we have three investigations going on. New York, New Jersey, and a stabbing attack in Minnesota. It took place within a 12-hour period on Saturday, which, like I said, looks like the opening of an offensive front, if you will. Now, officials, of course, could not identify any definitive links between the disturbances. A bombing that hurt 29 in Chelsea and New York, an explosion along the route of a scheduled race in Seaside Park, New Jersey, which is very close to New York City, and a stabbing that wounded 9 at a St. Cloud, Minnesota mall. But each incident in its own right raised the possibility of terrorist connections, prompting federal and local law enforcement to pour major resources into determining exactly what happened and why. Now, for some politicians, they'll say, whatever you do, don't call it terrorism. Or if you're pantsuit, you give a confusing, passionless, lethargic statement and then do nothing or blame a YouTube movie. But we live in a post-9/11 world, so it's not paranoid to assume that Islamists are behind such bombings. Until reliable evidence emerges to the contrary, that will always be the way to bet. The third of the weekend's incidents were more direct, or was more direct. Not a faceless bomber who could at least conceivably have been a Luddite Unabomber type, but a confessed Islamist. And he was stopped by a good guy with superior firepower. Man stabbed 9 people at a mall in central Minnesota before being shot dead. Claimed to be a soldier of the Islamic State, according to the militant group's news agency. And they said that on Sunday as the FBI investigated the attack as a potential act of terrorism. The man, who was wearing a private security uniform, made references to Allah and asked at least one person if they were Muslim before he assaulted them at the Crossroads Center Mall. Authorities declined to identify the suspect, who was killed by an off-duty policeman because the investigation was underway. The thin blue line off-duty officer in this case, but armed, took out the terrorist. Had the off-duty cop not been there and had he not been armed, the soldier of the Islamic State would have killed Americans on our own soil. At the mall where he was present in St. Cloud, Minnesota, he was not supposed to be armed, but he thankfully ignored that. Now, this may or may not be coincidence, but all the weekend's incidents occurred in blue states that tend to elect politicians who are hostile to the Second Amendment. New York, New Jersey, Minnesota. And Minnesota is Somali Central. I mean, it's just a wash. Terrorists tend to not target in the red states. They tried it in Texas one time. That didn't work out very well for them. They tend not to attack hardened targets. When they do attack military, they attack recruiters in strip malls or attack on bases that President Clinton, actually President Bush, turned into gun-free zones. They tend to attack where lots of unarmed civilians will be gathered, and now twice they've attacked a conspicuous feature in the modern world, health and fitness. Because they, you know, first of all, we had the Boston Marathon pressure cooker bombs. And then on September 17th, they tried to bomb a Marine Corps charity race being held at Seaside, New Jersey. There may be two messages in such bombings. One, you're not safe in your crowds. And two, you're not safe even if you're fit. I don't know exactly what it says for the stabbing guy in Minnesota when he ran into a guy carrying a gun. Maybe that says you're fit. You don't, even if you're fit and you're carrying a gun, you can still, or not fit, you can still win against an Islamist if you're armed. He was carrying a gun, and he saved lives. The loss of life that didn't occur, now they, you know, and we should be very thankful for that in these bombings, was pure dumb luck. Pure dumb luck. We should be so grateful nobody died in Chelsea, New York, because that simply went off. That first pressure cooker bomber went, or pressure cooker bomb went off and didn't kill anybody. We should be so thankful for that. But you might be able to make others safe if you're carrying and you know how to use your weapon, as the off-duty officer evidently does. And this particular officer is a U.S. IPSC or USPA competitor. This is a guy that hangs out at gun ranges, who trains with his gun all the time. He probably hangs out with a lot of gun people, as most people do that like to shoot. Because being a competitive shooter is like being a competitive bass fisherman or a competitive bicyclist or anything that's competitive, because you're constantly out there doing it, so you're constantly hanging out with the same people to do the same thing. This was a gun guy. And in a pure military fashion, he did exactly what had to be done, which was cap the bad guy and put him down. Waiting to see if, what's going to happen. Now, the one thing that bothers me most about this is the media is not... They even the anti-gun media should be applauding this guy, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. But the anti-gun media is not applauding that. So I get to this leads me to my own conclusion, which I am free to make, and I'm going to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number two get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Outrageous. Scott, they're saying that I sound tinny. Now they're saying I started the same and got better. How do I sound to you? Okay. Thank you, sir. Scott is the Punisher, so when he speaks, I listen. Despite what happened with this guy that, you know... A guy stepping up and stopping a killer, that's iconic. That's the thing that, you know, they used to make movies out of. That kind of iconic imagery. You know, we've seen it. We used to see, you know, the picture that came from Iwo Jima when they're raising the flag. The sailor kissing the nurse who only just recently died. All those, you know, those iconic images. And then I think about this guy who's stepping up into the breach and taking on this guy. A guy with a knife against the gun is not a slam dunk. The gun's going to win if the guy can move and knows what he's doing. And this guy stepped up, got involved where, you know, he saw a problem and he stopped it. And here we have the leftist media interminably wringing their hands over the difficulty, indeed impossibility, of accurately predicting random Islamic terrorist bombings, as just occurred in New York and New Jersey. Simultaneously, they're silent about this hero, off-duty law enforcement officer, properly and legally armed, carrying concealed, who courageously stepped forward and ended the Islamic terrorist stabbing spree in Minnesota, doubtless saving many lives. Doubtlessly saving many lives. Both the bombing incidents and the stabbing spree had happened at about the same time in different parts of the country. Yet, the media chooses to focus completely upon this false belief of universal helplessness, insisting that resistance is futile, rather than the promise and dramatic success created by this one brave armed citizen. They should be enthusiastically heaping praise upon this guy as an inspiration and encouragement for us all with the joyous messages, yes, we can effectively fight back. But he's not even mentioned. Instead, the media focuses exclusively upon ecumenical hopelessness, reflecting their own dreary defeatist ethos. The problem with these media types is they cannot conceive of pulling up a gun and putting the sights on somebody and thinking, inhale, hold, squeeze. And then doing that until the threat goes down. And then going from that to maybe rendering first aid to somebody who just got stabbed, you know, looking around for more threats. They can't paint that upon themselves. So instead, because most of them are from New York, where they, you know, they've been bred to believe that they're supposed to be helpless and hopeless as far as in self-defense, and they project upon me and you that we should also be helpless and hopeless. So they're determined to never portray guns, particularly when carried concealed in a positive manner. Brave Americans, both in and out of uniform, who own and carry guns can be assured they will never be censured and denigrated by the media, no matter the circumstances. because they're not even going to talk about you. They don't even want to bring it up. They don't even want to acknowledge it happened. And the Minnesota incident is a typical example. If we lived in a state where virtue were profitable and common sense would make us saints. But since we see that abhorrence and anger and pride and stupidity commonly profit far beyond charity and modesty and justice and thought, perhaps we must stand fast a little even at the risk of being heroes. That was said by Sir Thomas More in the 1966 feature film A Man for All Seasons. That police officer did not know that was going to happen, and he went out the same way you and I go out every day. And in Minnesota, I believe, apparently he goes out the same way you and I do every day, where he has to when he's not in uniform, he's not exactly supposed to be walking around armed, at least at the St. Cloud, Minnesota Mall, Crossroads Mall. But it doesn't. The people whose lives he saved and the people who got stabbed at that mall, they know. They know. The people who saw this happen know what he did. This is a guy that is the epitome of what I hope we all could be. Especially one that has trained enough, which he obviously had trained enough. And for all of you that would go to a class and they're going to try to teach you mindset, maybe go to the restroom on that one, because mindset's either going to be something you got or you don't. Okay? You got to learn technique. Learning technique will take you a long way. But if you're going to a self-defense class with a gun and you're getting off into the philosophical or you're getting off into the war stories or something else, that's when you need to go reload your magazines, or that's when you need to do something else, because that's not what those things are supposed to be. But if, on the other hand, you're going to one where it's constant shooting, constant drilling and everything else, you're at a good class. You are at a good class. When we get back, we're going to chastise for the first time tonight, won't be the only time, but the first time tonight, the New York Times and their utter stupidity. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. To you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Build it.
For those of you that's your cup of tea. I understand that. I can't make myself buy a new bicycle. I have to have rebuilt bicycles or built from parts. So I understand that. I get that. Totally get it. Once again, the paid professional liars at the New York Times have proven they can't be trusted to report anything accurately. This time, the three liars are Nick Corasaniti, Nicholas Confessori, and Michael Barbaro. Okay. They tried to make it look like GOP candidate Donald Trump was threatening or encouraging violence against his Democrat counterpart, Hillary Clinton. Of course, he did nothing of the sort. Hypocrisy number one, she says, I'm an enemy. But this wildly dishonest article from September 16th begins, Donald Trump once again raised the specter of violence against Hillary Clinton, suggesting Friday that the Secret Service agents who guard her voluntarily disarmed to see what happens to her without their protection. Trump said at a rally in Miami to loud applause, I think that her bodyguard should drop all weapons. I think they should disarm immediately. He went on, let's see what happens to her. Take their guns away. Okay, it'll be very dangerous. That barely qualifies as news. He's merely making the point that denying people guns is dangerous and unfair. And he's appealing to the American sense of fair play. And elites, he's saying, don't deserve any special rights. It is a standard rhetorical tact that Republicans have been using for as long as I can remember, and it's a perfectly reasonable argument, pointing out that a candidate or government official who favors gun control is a hypocrite because he or she has armed bodyguards is as routine and unoriginal as pledging to eliminate waste and fraud and abuse in government. Then Corsaniti and Confessori and Barbaro weigh in approximately or inappropriately on a related matter, as if they were PolitiFact or something. In justifying his remarks, Mr. Trump falsely claimed that Mrs. Clinton wants to destroy your Second Amendment, apparently as a reference to her gun control policies. These particular three, well, these three scribes, period, are not entitled to pass judgment on this kind of statement. It's not something that lends itself to proof in a journalistic context. Now, as far as I know that Clinton hasn't exactly said that she would destroy the Second Amendment. But she said everything but that. And there's plenty of well-informed conservatives and tens of millions of gun owners who would say she plans to do precisely that. She's not allayed their fears by promising to appoint judges and Supreme Court justices hostile to the Second Amendment. So Trump is allowed to characterize Clinton's proposals as destructive of gun rights in any way he wants to. It's like when left-wingers produce TV commercials about Republicans claiming they want to reduce government benefits for seniors. Then they show Republicans pushing old wheelchair-bound grannies off of a cliff. Now, of course, Republicans don't want to literally kill your grandma, but the other side is entitled to characterize policy proposals that way, even if we hate it. It's part of the process. That said, Corsaniti and Confessori and Barbaro aren't legitimate journalists. They are advocates for one side over the other. And that's the way most of them are now today. They're advocates. This is not journalism anymore. So all of these rags are just, you know, Democratic propaganda. But then we get this. Now, coming from MSNBC, Chris Hayes says that New Jersey, New York, they're lucky the terrorists used explosives rather than guns. I'm sure in Chelsea they feel quite lucky. See, Chris Hayes is the host of All In. And he decided to get on Twitter. Which, I don't understand why anybody would get on Twitter, but he likes to get on Twitter. So he decided to get on Twitter and tweet that the people of the New York City metropolitan area are very, very lucky that the attackers tried to use explosives rather than guns. Instantly, he was met with criticism, and among them featured National Review's Charles Cook, who reminded Hayes that now arrested suspect Ahmad Khan Rahami shot a cop this morning with one of his bombs, having injured 29 people and could have been a lot more deadly. I just want you to know I'm thinking of you at this difficult time. It must be annoying not to be able to pivot to the NRA. And later he added another tweet with another joking that it's good to resist getting into arguments after you've said something stupid. Cook was joined by Twitter users in tweeting pictures of Hayes at Hayes of various terror attacks that similarly did not involve the use of guns, with Cook's contribution being an image of the leveled federal building in Oklahoma City after Timothy McVeigh bombed it in April 19th, 1995. Then there was the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center and a graphic still photo of a bloodied Boston bombing victim being wheeled away from the scene with portions of his legs missing and bone pieces sticking out with the caption reading, "Lucky Building." Seeming to have realized what it was that he invoked, Mr. Hayes then doubled down by complaining, "It's not even noon and I've resisted getting into like 5 arguments on Twitter already, feeling pretty good." Somehow he was backed up by fellow liberal idiotic journalist Sam Stein at the Huffington Post in his assertion that he's glad Islamic terrorist Tahir Adan used knives rather than a gun in St. Cloud, Minnesota, when he stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall on Saturday night. He at Chris Hayes and knives rather than a gun in Minnesota. Pushing a button on his assertion, a user immediately responded to drop the reminder that a guy with a gun stopped the bad guy in both cases, which Stein ruled that he's not disputing that fact and is quite happy the Minnesota situation wasn't any worse. Listen, you journalistic bimbos. You guys are just, you know, we understand that you prostituted yourselves for the Democratic Party. Maybe when Americans are attacked, maybe you just refrain from saying anything because apparently you can't help yourself from saying something pretty damn stupid. That's just an observation I'm making. I hope it doesn't cause you to go like searching for a safe space or, you know, feeling like you're being microaggressed. Oh, New Yorkers. I would love to visit New York, but I'm afraid that I would run into some of these New York journalistic mindsets, which would just drive me crazy. It would just drive me nutty. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com and welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons System.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
I love that, because it is time. Check them out. Now then. Back to the New York Times. Let's beat them up a little bit more. Close this hour out with that. Nobody is free from the moral responsibility to do a little bit of research before commenting on a matter of public import. Even the editorial board of the New York Times. If you are going to talk about a contentious public issue, you should learn a little bit about it beforehand to avoid misleading others and making yourself look profoundly foolish. Unfortunately, the Times editorial board recently ignored that timeless advice and issued an editorial that was essentially a grand exercise in willful ignorance. According to the Times, Missouri's recent passage of a constitutional carry gun law has transformed the show-me state into the shoot-me state. The Times says the law represents a wholesale retreat from gun safety in the state. Now, first things first, if they were the first ones to have ever done that, okay. I can see even the liberals going there, but they're not. I think there's state number 12 now, right? 12 that has constitutional carry. This is reckless enough to almost constitute journalistic manslaughter for reasons that are obvious to anyone with an internet connection and the ability to use a search engine. But before we get to that, Let's take a moment to reflect, shall they? Shall we? Is there any policy topic in the United States that causes more people to get more things wrong than guns? I tried to explain to somebody that doing general topics is really quite easy compared to doing it with guns, because with guns there's so many details out there, and if you have to be very careful to simply not start repeating a bunch of points without doing a little bit of research, or you got to be prepared to debunk those points coming at you from the gun grabbers, because they're all contrived to begin with, all based upon some sort of flawed this or that. Is there a public debate on which the ratio of commentary of knowledge is more lopsided? It is always astonishing, not merely how little people know about guns, but also how determined they are to learn almost nothing about them. So it goes with the times, which believes that a liberalized gun care regime would result in mass bloodshed in Missouri. The most controversial aspect of the law is that it allows Missouri citizens to carry concealed weapons without a permit, something the Times thinks is a very bad idea. So the question arises, is there an increased risk from constitutional carry laws? Are there compelling data from other states to suggest as much? Where is this evidence? Now, the Times does not even attempt to provide any. The paper claims the law is an invitation for people to be armed without responsible controls. It cites exactly zero proof, suggesting the law will have a negative effect. This is understandable because no such proof exists. In fact, there is evidence to suggest just the opposite. Now, how might we determine this? By doing what the Times refused to do. We can look at the data from other states with constitutional carry laws on the books. I mean, it's out there. Vermont has never had gun law since the beginning of the United States. Since 1791, they've had no gun law, except federal gun law. 2014, according to the FBI, they only had 6 gun murders in total. It tied for the second lowest confirmed gun murder rate in the country. Only half of those were with handguns, which is understandably the weapon of choice for concealed carry. Their constitutional carry arrangement has lasted well over 200 years. How come Vermont is not a bloodbath? Did the state's violent criminals not get that memo? What about Wyoming? State passed a constitutional carry law in 2011. Did violence go up? No. In fact, the numbers dropped from 11 gun murders in 2011 to 5 in 2012. Jumped to 9 in 2013, then dropped again to 8 in 2014. That's an overall reduction in gun deaths since the law was passed. 8, by the way, is a weekend in Chicago. Did Wyoming's move represent a retreat from gun safety? You can hardly tell. You know. What about Arizona? Jan Brewer signed a constitutional carry law there in 2010. What happened next? Gun murders plummeted over the next 4 years from 232 in 2010 to 153 in 2014. Then there's Idaho, Maine, Kansas, and elsewhere. State-level constitutional carry laws. They have only been enacted in the past year or so. As a result, it's too early to tell. These states experience drops in gun homicide rates similar to Wyoming and Arizona. What we do have is literally centuries of data to suggest is, you know, passing constitutional carry laws do not automatically spike gun violence. And indeed, in states where constitutional carry is passed, gun violence may drop at the same time. Why didn't they consider this data? Why did they neglect to examine the effects similar laws have had in other states? You could chalk it up to partisan bias, but there is something else at work here, and that's hoplophobia, or an irrational fear of firearms. Like a great many people, the editorial board isn't interested in learning about guns. They're interested in being afraid of guns and transmitting that fear to other people. Sadly, this is a level to which much of our gun debate is sunk. Fact-based and well-reasoned argument on one side, and illiterate, willfully ignorant, and dishonest rhetoric on the other. These kinds of reactions are helpful in one way, however. They remind gun right activists to stay vigilant in defense of the Second Amendment right, for they are always under threat in these United States today. One thing that I find of great interest is whether or not they even knew there were other constitutional carry states. I would love to know that. Did this just pop up on somebody's radar where they said, look, they can carry concealed weapons now without a permit in Missouri. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Now, I want you to imagine, if you would, what would happen if all the good people of Chicago, if it was suddenly decreed that all the good people of Chicago could carry a gun without a permit, without any sort of, you know, jumping through the flaming hoops. What would the drop in that be? There probably would not be that much of a drop in the shootings in Chicago, because the shootings in Chicago happen in a very localized area. They're not happening all over Chicago. They do spread out. They do, you know, spill over sometimes, but they're not. It's not rampant. It's just rampant in certain parts of Chicago. The New York Times. Great homes and gardens section, though. They are. Other than that, they're not even worthy of being put in your parakeet's cage at this point. I wouldn't let my parakeet defecate all over that. That's a waste of defecation. They're supposed to be the gray lady, the newspaper of record. Their publisher, and his name escapes me now, carries a gun. He's one of the 30-some-odd thousand in New York with a full carry permit. And he carries a gun. This guy doesn't go, he hasn't driven himself in years. He hasn't opened his own door in years. He doesn't go somewhere where he has to go in and get a pack of cigarettes. But he's got a permit. And his name is escaping me. It'll come to me later. We're going to jump to hour number two and continue this. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.